You're listening to The Craig Folly Show on WDET on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Amy Miller. I'm sitting in for Craig today. Good to be with you. Don't forget about our Facebook and our Twitter pages. If you've got questions or comments, we're always happy to hear from you. Or maybe you've got an idea for an upcoming segment on The Craig Folly Show. We're always happy to hear your suggestions on what we might cover in the future, whether it be the near future or the distant future. Keep us updated. We do count on you to keep us connected with our community. It's The Craig Folly Show on Twitter and on Facebook. Of course, we're online as well, WDET.org. You can follow the link. And podcasts are always updated after the show on a daily basis. The Music Hall has a special event tomorrow night, Saturday the 20th at 7:15. It's a charity event, but it also is the premiere. It's the premiere, right, Amy?
It is.
It's the premiere of a new movie that's been filmed here in Michigan called Annabelle and the Bear. And in the studio, Amy Weber, she's the writer and director of Annabelle and the Bear, and also Olivia Walby. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Is it fun to be in a radio studio?
Uh-huh.
But you're a movie star now,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's the name of your movie?
Annabelle Bear.
Annabelle and the Bear. Amy, this was your brainchild, and I found it interesting that it sort of came to you in a moment on the road, this idea for this movie. Tell us where the concept came from.
Well, I had this very inspiring breakfast meeting with an aspiring filmmaker one summer morning in July. And after that meeting, I tend to try to look at the big picture of why things happen. And nothing tangible came from that meeting. There was no, other than a handshake, there was no deal signed, nothing like that. And I was just kind of asking myself, I wonder what that was all about. And as I stayed open to that, it was a little odd that this message, it was almost a mantra that kept coming up over and over again from what he said to me, which was, make your film, make your film. As we were headed out to a family dinner out in South Lyon, I was traveling with my family down 96, and this biker, and not just an ordinary biker, I'm talking a rough and tough.
Burly.
Oh, absolutely. Guy drives by us. I mean, he goes flying by us, tattoos all over his arms, big beard. And I said, wow, I wonder what his story is. And then as we got a little closer to him, and I started talking to my spouse about that and my own daughters who were sitting in the back seat, I said, I wonder what a story would be if there was a two-year-old little girl strapped on the back of his bike. And then the story just came out of me. I just started talking about it. And I said, let's say, and I just went into it. And by the time we arrived to South Lyon to my parents' house, the story
was written.
It was. Which, of course, without a writing partner, the wonderful and beautiful Tracy Sims, I couldn't have flourished that idea onto a screenplay, because she's great at that for me.
I want to get to the elements of the screenplay and your desire to do all of this in Michigan. But in the sake of full disclosure, I have to tell you that just watching the trailer made me cry.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's obviously a very moving story. And I want you to give us a quick synopsis of what the story of Annabelle and the Bear is about.
Well, it's Annabelle and Bear.
And Bear, right.
There's
His
no
name
the,
is Bear, right.
But I love the extra, the added bonus there. This story it's a pretty simple story that gets a little complex. It's a story about this biker named Bear. He's kind of a loner type. He's introverted. You can tell he's had a lot of pain in his life, and he's closed off definitely from love. And we learn that very early on. His world is suddenly turned upside down when his ex-girlfriend, who happens to be a drug addict, shows up at his front door with his two-year-old little daughter, who he's never known, and dumps her off. His life obviously completely changes. He struggles with this idea not only of being a father, a single father, but how is he supposed to take care of this little girl? He has no idea what he's doing. And so the story really, in a nutshell, comes down to how Annabelle heals him and how
he is one tough looking dude too. Let me tell you,
he is. He's amazing.
He looks like he's one of those guys that does not wear his heart or his emotions on his sleeve. I want to talk to Olivia for just a second. Just take a pause here, Olivia. What was your favorite part of the movie?
My favorite part was going in the car and riding.
Riding in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Bear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what did you like to say to him? What did you like to tell Bear?
What was the question? What was the question you asked Bear all the time?
The question is...
You got to sit up by them. I love interviewing kids.
What's that question you asked Bear all the time? About what are we doing? Remember that line over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that line for us?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing today, Bear?
I'm doing the bear.
Can you say it nice and loud?
What are we doing, Bear?
What are we doing today, Bear?
What are we doing today, Bear?
Well, she is adorable in... Now, I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen the trailer, and she's absolutely fantastic. And
she was 2 years old. She's now three. She was 2 years old this summer when we were filming, and I've worked with so many kids and so many actors. Never have I seen... And I know right now she's a little nervous, but... Never have I experienced an actor who took direction so well. And it's not to take away anything from all my wonderful actors, but she exceeded every expectation I had.
Some kids have it. They just have it. And not only that, but she's a darling little girl as well. Olivia Wallaby, she's the star of Annabelle and Bear. And I want to remind you again, Amy Weber's the writer-director. She's in the studio with us this morning. The premiere is tomorrow night at Music Hall. It's also a charity event for Starfish Family Services. Is it sold out yet? Can folks still get tickets?
Unfortunately, no. No tickets are available. It is sold out. But we are going to be offering a second chance screening. That's what we're calling it. And we're going to be announcing that hopefully today.
Okay. Well, you can keep us posted on that. But before we run out of time, I really want to talk to you about the idea of filming this whole thing in Michigan. You are from Livonia originally. You made a commitment that with the film incentives here and everything going on, I mean, what great timing on this. Tell me about your experience as a writer and a director filming in Michigan in terms of how that worked with working with the state and the tax credits. And was it a good experience?
Wonderful experience. And Janet Lockwood and the team over at the Michigan Film Office were huge supporters of this film, continue to be huge supporters of this film, helped us through every step of the way. And the film incentive was really the only reason this film was able to be made. I personally financed the film, and I wouldn't have been able to do so without that funding, knowing that that was coming back to the company. And of course, I wouldn't have been able to do it without the endless amount of suppliers and vendors, so many for me to name. But the talent, the crew members of mine that work with me regularly on my commercial productions, donating their equipment and their services, like Peter Sensor, my DP, who stepped up, not only donated his talents as an amazing DP, but also his 16-millimeter camera, to our grips and gaffers, to the post-production people, my editor, Justin Hines, unbelievable editor, my online and heroes at the current time, Kinetic Post, who stepped up and really made this film look phenomenal with transferring the film, and Matt Downey, my audio engineer. I could go on and on.
So these are obviously your experience is such so that you think that Michigan's the tax incentives and the film industry incentives are a very, very positive thing. They were. You said you wouldn't have been able to make your film without it. And, of course, all these Hollywood studios that are coming in here for these tax breaks, there's trickle down to that as well, with the production companies coming in and hiring local and security and catering and everything else.
Yes.
I mean, it seems to me like filming in Michigan with the incentives that we have now is a real positive thing.
I really do believe it's positive. I saw firsthand the positive impact it's having on people's lives, people who are at home and depressed because they have no job, they have no hope for the future. This one experience changed a lot of people's lives, and they wouldn't have been able to attain that future hope without this experience. They now have a film credit on a feature film that's being recognized at film festivals, and we're hoping a big distributor. We're looking for one.
You're hoping that it will get wide distribution.
That is our hope. We believe that this film should be seen and hope that is seen by everyone.
You know, again, I haven't seen the whole film, but you mentioned earlier that the plot is fairly simple, but the characters are what really make the difference in this film. And you can see that. I mean, you know, all right, I'm a sucker, but to cry at the trailer, all right, that says a lot about the film in my eyes. I can't wait to see the whole thing because it, I mean, you have this darling little girl, Annabelle, Olivia, who's in the studio, and this big, burly biker guy. Mm-hmm. And just to see him, like, have her put her in the shopping cart, and one of the scenes, he's pushing her in a shopping cart, like, through a park or something like that.
Right.
It looks like it's a very inspiring piece of work. Is that your favorite part, too?
So you liked going to the park?
Yeah.
And what did he do when you were in the park?
But last time I got, because I loved him.
You loved
him? Do you love Bear?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love Bear?
Yeah.
Did you used to tell Bear, I love you, Bear?
Huh?
You give Bear lots of hugs and kisses?
Mm-hmm.
She's darling.
But yes, the story is everyone will take away from the experience of watching the film. There are a lot of tears during the film, so definitely those of you that are coming to the premiere, bring your Kleenex.
Bring your tissue.
Absolutely, but it's difficult to get through without really feeling what these characters are going through. And Annabelle does experience, we as an audience experience some very nervous times because we're not really sure what's happening.
What's gonna
with
happen.
Her.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And you want her to be protected, but she's vulnerable.
Right. And yeah. She is in some dangerous environments. And Bear is, we love to see him become a bear.
Right, right. All right. Annabelle and the Bear, the premiere is tomorrow night at the Music Hall. You won't be able to get tickets to tomorrow night's show, but today, hopefully, you'll have another showing that. And where can folks find out more information?
On our website, which is AnnabelleandBear.com.
Did I say the bear again?
That's okay.
Annabelle and Bear. I know. His name is Bear. I know that. Olivia, good luck. Have fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you going to dress up tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You can wear a dress?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, I hope you get wide distribution. I hope your dreams come true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amy Weber, she's the writer and director of Annabelle and Bear.
Tomorrow I'm going to wear some tights with the dress.
You're going to wear tights with the dress? Cool. Have
okay.
fun.
Because they're brown and pink.
They're brown and pink tights. All right. That's Olivia Walby. She's Annabelle in Annabelle and Bear. For more information, you can go to their website, AnnabelleandBear.com. This is the Craig Folly Show on WDET.